Welcome to Awakening Matters. This is your host, Cynthia Sloan. For those of you who don't know, I have been communicating with, what would you call them, etheric beings, angels, guides, loved ones on the other side, from when I was a toddler all the way throughout my life, and I'm almost 60. So it has been a lifelong conversation and dialogue, one that has been very strong teacher, healer, reminder, and voice when there was no voice but theirs to hear. And I say that because right now in our world, there are many voices that are being heard, some that are not, some that want to be heard, and a lot of helplessness, a lot of people feeling overwhelmed in one way or another in their life. And the reason I'm mentioning all this is in the scope of my human life, and of I work with clients, I have for a very long time. I do readings, healings, all kinds of things that I was taught directly by my spirit counsel, how to offer this form of helping people to find their own voice and know that they matter, So right now it's very symbolic that the name of my show is Awakening Matters, because it's an awakening time. Regardless of what's going on in your life, you are being called upon to awaken. Awaken how? Well, that's very individual. Awaken on an emotional level. Awaken on a, so let me go through that and say, awaken on an emotional level to find self-love, self-worth, to put yourself in a place of connectivity with your spirit guides, your soul, your purpose for being, your person, your purpose for living. And you can do that through knowing your worth, or even allowing yourself to recognize that you are worthy because you are breathing, and so you are here to ask for and receive. And that's the key. Your ability to receive is based on your ability to ask, and not just ask, but visualize and feel that which you desire to become, the embodiment externally. And what's so interesting is that the path to what you desire to experience externally is within. So for you to experience what you want in your life in any way, shape, or form, you must go within. What do I mean? What I mean is you become the embodiment of what you want to experience externally. So if you want to experience love externally, you start experiencing an internal relationship of self-worth, appreciation, and really holding that energy, vibration, and frequency, which you are all those things, whether you're visualizing it, intending it, feeling it, to go within is to connect with what you desire and then watch it happen and manifest in the awakening of that desire externally. And so I say to you that right now, more so in the world, when any area of your body, so let's talk about health for an example, any area of your body, by the way, Awakening Matters covers everything from this life, previous lives you've had, future lives you will have if you want, all time happening at one time, universal consciousness, soul consciousness, human consciousness. It encompasses the totality of being, and not just being in awareness, but that the being that you dwell within. So that is a part of you. So your conscious awareness of you is not limited to your body. It expands far beyond your body and into the world. And so I'm going to go back to what I was talking about, and that is I want to touch on when there's any area of your body that is being attacked. It can be a joint in your knee. It can be your back. It can be your arm, your elbow, anywhere that there is inflammation. It's often referred to as inflammation because there is an attack. And the attack is often seen as a group of cells that are attacking. It's either over cell production, under cell production. It can be, of course, for numerous reasons. But nonetheless, that inflammatory response is your body's way of letting you know on a conscious level that there is something to focus on and heal. And regardless of the avenue that you would do it in, regardless if it's allopathic, regardless if it's homeopathic, if it's natural, that your body is letting you know through inflammation and discomfort that something needs to be done. Something needs to be done. And so I say to people right now, I'm getting calls quite regularly and from all over about chaos and extremes and not just discomfort, but people being triggered, people seizing with fear, not wanting to leave their homes, people feeling physically unwell and having all kinds of night terrors to, I would say, emotional paralysis in panic disorder in regards to parts that are happening externally in the world are triggering the inner parts that either haven't been healed and need to, or that desire to bring help, hope, a bridge, something, but they feel helpless and hopeless. And so that's where I'm going to, and throw it out if it doesn't resonate. If it does, make it your own. But I'm going to share with you that you have an impact in on a personal level, on a friendship level, on a in the scope of your family's capacity, relatives, and then beyond that into the world. You have an impact even by those who are unknown to you. How? How do you have an impact? You do not have as much of an impact as you desire in regards to showing up physically and arguing with your relatives, because you actually, in doing that, as an example, you add to the inflammation between you and your relative. You add to and grow and feed and fuel the agitation, the irritation, the inflammation, and the distortion of what's going on between you and your relative, as an example. And so am I saying don't address problems or issues? Not at all. I'm saying how to create a balance from distortion and calibrate your way into not becoming and embodying the chaos that you feel overwhelmed with, but instead feeling internally like you have, not just feeling it, but most certainly impacting it at a minor or major level of your choice based upon whatever experience it is that you are facing in your life can be at different times. And this is how. So earlier I was saying you have to go within in order to impact something outside of you. Why? Because if you try to bypass going within and you try to just impact the outside, but you haven't yet yourself embodied the outcome that you want to see between you and your relative, using that as an example. You have not embodied, felt that, visualized it, or even checked in with yourself to contemplate the end result of what you want that outcome to be. Then you bypass yourself and you're in the chaos of that argument without the grounding anchor of knowing what it is that you want the outcome to be, and knowing that it can be because you've already felt it. You have embodied it. You have breathed in the peace, the visualization, the intention of clarity, whatever the outcome you want it to be, and you have become that energy, that frequency, and that vibration. And for that one moment where you are holding that knowing, for that one moment where the reality of chaos is gone and the truth of clarity that you are embodying in this physical dimension, the chosen end result that you desire, in that one moment of feeling it, it begins to travel, it begins to pick up speed, and it begins to inform everyone around you, anyone and everything that has consciousness. So please, please, please don't doubt your ability to impact the outcome of anything because you can't access it, because you've tried, because you don't feel heard, etc. In fact, if you have tried and you still don't feel like you have an impact with your relative, even more reason to go within and become the solution, embody the clarity, embody the blueprint, embody the results that you are looking for, and then feel the completion of that embodiment. Feel the peace, feel the sense of not only that you can receive that, but that it is returned to you tenfold because you're embodying it. Every in-breath you take, you claim that embodiment of clarity, of truth, of peace, of whatever it is that you desire with your relative. And then every out-breath, you send that message into the universe, into the cellular consciousness of your relative, of humanity, of the animal kingdom, of Mother Earth. And so please do not bypass the greatest voice there is, the strongest voice there is, and that is the voice that has no voice. That is the voice that speaks worth trillions of cells holding the vision and version of what's possible when everything around it has said it's not possible. The trillions of cells have said it's possible. And you know it because you are embodying it. And that is something for you to make your own if it resonates. But also know that your capacity, it doesn't matter what your belief system is. What do I mean by that? I don't care what your belief system is. No, I don't mean that. I mean that when you embody a truth, that is your truth, doesn't have to be anybody else's, and you hold that truth within you in a way that has a transformational impact on you, and the trillions of cells in your body are vibrating at the highest vibrational frequency of who you are and that you are and why you are, that message, that knowing, that light travels. Why would it vibrate a trillion and beyond the numeric scheme? Why would it vibrate at the highest frequency of vibration and hold itself hostage? It simply won't. It will vibrate at the highest vibrational frequency because it's on the move. It's on the move. Now, what does that mean, it's on the move? It means that when you are visualizing and intending and embodying and feeling the result that you desire, that energy of whatever you desire, peace, communication, clarity, connection, whatever it is that you're seeking, has now expanded beyond you. It has expanded beyond you because it is you, and you are not limited to body. You are not limited to form. Your cells know that. Your body knows that. The layers of your magnificent body know that. Your mind, not comfortable with that. Are you your mind? No, you are a version or a vision or even a witness to the mind, but is all of who you are the mind? No, not at all. And so I say to you that your ability to experience yourself as an impact is not only important that you impact yourself first, but that you allow that impact to be understood by you, to be embodied by you, and to be felt by you simply just being with the end result that you desire. And so beyond that, I say to you that with that, a lot of doors open that you didn't even expect to open. But you're holding the highest vibrational frequency within you, what does that mean? It means that instead of focusing on, well, let's change that and say it means your focus is on the unlimited. Your focus is on the pure possibility. Your focus is on what can be in the place of what is not. Your focus is on a universal body instead of a human form. And so when I say to you, unlimited, that's what I'm talking about. And you have the capacity to experience yourself in that way. And if you want to experience something outside of you, it doesn't matter what it is. It does not matter to the universe what it is. The universe will match your energy. The universe will match what you feel. The universe is not going to come to you and go, no, That's not a good idea. The universe is going to go, that's where your energy is. That's where your frequency is. That's where you're resonating. So your thoughts can be completely somewhere else. But that's why I say you need to check in before you move into wanting to bypass yourself. You need to check in because whatever energy, vibration, frequency, thought forms, most importantly, how you feel, do you feel empowered or disempowered? Do you feel hope or despair? Do you feel love or fear? So that's what I'm talking about. Tune in to yourself because the universe is going to deliver. And if you are feeling love, you are feeling hope, and not because things in your life are saying, it's okay, go ahead and feel this right now because look, A, B, and C are lined up. And so now you can have that feeling. No, it's not circumstantial. It's your ability to say to yourself, I choose right now in this moment with myself and the entire universe and my free will, most important, to embody and feel my empowerment or my ability to communicate with my relatives, just as an example. I want to feel and know what that feels like. Why? Because then the universe at all times is going to come in and meet you there and create a bigger construct of communication, create a bigger avenue of connection, create a love fest between you and all your relatives because you held yourself at that place. So I am talking about a inner inquiry of mind, body, and spirit. Are we all on the same page? Does my spirit, my mind, my emotional body, my physical feeling body, is it all on a similar page or is it complete distortion? Because then the universe will offer you distortion. So whatever your inner, your inner construct energetically, vibrationally is holding, the greater percentage is what the universe will see and offer in a mirror, in a connection or what have you. And sometimes, unconsciously, there are grand surprises that occur. I'm going to share a story with you. So, and it's in alignment to what, it is in alignment to what I'm talking about. This man was at a grocery store, and he had just finished watching a movie. I'm not going to name the movie or the man, but he had just finished watching a movie, and it had moved him. It was about a relationship between, the movie was, between a father and a son. And so he was thinking of his father, and he was very moved, and he had gone to the grocery store after, and he was walking through the grocery store and kind of really focused. Now, remember, I'm talking about what the universe will offer you on many occasions. So he was walking through the grocery store, and he was to himself, clearly, by himself as well, thinking about the movie and feeling loss, also feeling love for his father, feeling loss because of the movie characters and what they went through, and feeling love for his father in the present moment. And he was on an aisle, and a boy in the store ran by him. He didn't think anything of it, a young boy. And then the boy ran by him again in the opposite direction, which then it got his attention. He was looking like, what's going on? Then a clerk that worked at the store ran by him after the boy. And so all of a sudden, you hear all this commotion. And so he went around the corner, if you will, of the aisle, and he saw in the main area of the store that the boy was crying and being yelled at and being told that he stole something, and the boy was saying that he didn't. And the clerk said, you're in big trouble. And so because he had just watched this movie between a father and a son, and here was this young boy, and clearly he wasn't the father, but he was having compassion. So all this compassion came up in him. The clerk, however, was not feeling compassion. He was feeling tired. It was at the end of his day. So internally, he was holding an energy of chaos. He was holding, the clerk, an energy of discomfort, an energy of impatience, an energy of wanting it, his shift to end, if you will, et cetera. And so he's now having to deal with running after a child whom he believes stole something. And he is now taking all of that energy that he's feeling internally and projecting it onto this child who was saying, I didn't do anything. Now, back to the man who I opened the story with that was in the store, he's taking in the scenario, the situation, and he's seeing that there's no backpack. There's no purse. There's no jacket. This boy has a T-shirt and jeans on, and it's clear to see that there's nothing in his pockets, nothing. And so when he could get a word in edgewise as a customer, but it's just as a citizen, as a person, he said, wait, hold on a second. Where do you see that this boy took the stuff? Where is he holding it? I don't see any of it. Where is it? And the clerk was taken by surprise because that was really a factual statement. That was a factual statement that kind of woke up the clerk from accusing and abusing and yelling and making his mind up to the point in the degree that he could no longer see the boy. He just wanted the boy to be the one that carried all that triggered him his whole life onto the boy, and then take the boy away, because then you'll take everything that's ever triggered me and upset me until this moment away with you. And so that's where the clerk's mind was. And so when the man that was shopping said, where's the stuff that you're saying he took? There's nowhere for him to put anything. the clerk like kind of woke up out of this state of projection, if you will, and the boy stood up and looked over at the man, and the man felt great compassion. The clerk was feeling embarrassed and also saying, oh, you know, and was kind of huff and gruff and said, well, you better not ever do that. You know, you probably dropped it on another aisle. And so then the clerk walked away in a huff, clearly still in a state of, I'm full of aggression and I wasn't able to get it out and I wasn't able to put it onto this person and have them leave the store with it so that I can feel peace or accomplishment or any sense of temporary false relief. And so at that point in time, when the clerk walked away, the boy turned and looked at the man and looked down and then looked up again and said, thank you. And the man said, you don't have to thank me. It's just the truth. But he was feeling, again, a great sense of compassion. And so there was kind of a moment between them where it was like gratitude, compassion, thank you, I'm off the hook because of what you did, and I didn't do anything, meaning the boy thanking the man and the man seeing the boy. And so that all, it kind of, the energy between them stayed. It was strong, but they went their separate ways. Well, the man was still shopping, continued shopping, kind of shaking his head. And the boy comes running down the aisle towards the man. And the man quite literally was like, oh no, what's going on? And the boy was pointing to behind the man. He was pointing behind the man. But this time he didn't look terrorized. He didn't look stressed. He wasn't crying. The boy was smiling and pointing over the man's shoulder as he ran towards him down the aisle. And so in gratitude from what had transpired. And so the man looked at the boy, looked up at what he was pointing at, and he turned around. And standing right behind him was his own father. Standing right behind the man who had been shopping and who witnessed all that with the young boy and who had watched the movie earlier, his father was standing right behind him. And he turned and he looked at his father and he felt complete love and was extremely emotional and was really taken aback without the ability for words. He was speechless. He was speechless. He was just looking at his father, and his father was looking at him with so much love and almost even proud, if you will. And it was a beautiful moment and exchange. And they just kept looking at each other, and they, the father and the son, the man in the store as the son, and there was the boy standing next to the man looking, could see the father. And for those of you who haven't picked up on it yet, the father had passed away. The father was no longer alive in body. But the boy in the store was able to see the man's father, and of course, the man who turned around was able to connect with his father, and it was extraordinary for all three of them, the young boy, the man, and the father, having this moment of connection outside of time, outside of place, outside of space, outside of what was going on, and being carried, all three of them, on a wave and a vibrational frequency of the highest frequency of love, the highest frequency of love, which can awaken and manifest miracles. And so when I say to you, that when you visualize or intend or communicate with your inner world, you become a being who is able to embody peace and maybe, just maybe, become that sense of peace for somebody known or unknown to you. So that child that day in the store was in fear and chaos and being projected onto and all kinds of things. And so when the man walked up and helped him define his truth as well as speak it, and not in any way of the kid had done something and the man was just trying to get him out of it. He was actually saying, well, if he did what you said, where is it on him? And that turned into a connection that woke up within the child hope. For at one point, he is being berated by a human being, and on the other, a human being is lifting him up. So at the same time, at the same moment, in tandem, he was experiencing both versions of humanity in his face. And thankfully, he chose not only gratitude, but love. How do I know that? Because his ability to not only see the man's father that had passed over, but to feel it and be so full of joy was because he knew that he would be able to return the love that that man offered to him when he was down on the ground, because he knew the love that the man was about to embody by seeing his father who had passed away. Clearly, this child was an empath and had gifts and could see things. And even hear things, I'm assuming. And so there was an opportunity to receive and to give, and to give and to receive. And so that moment changed the life of two souls. It changed the life of the boy, and it changed the life of the man, because there before him was his father in etheric form, and he could see every detail. And, oh, without question, a dialogue transpired, and it was a beautiful one. And the child was there for every single word. And so I say to you, in this moment in time, in your life, in other people's lives, in the world, if you desire to make a difference, if you desire to be the change you want to see, in whatever your vision is, become it. Feel it vibrating within you to the degree and the way that you will say to yourself, in your own words, but as an example, it's happening. It is done. It's happening. I can feel it within me. It's not yet shown itself outside me, but I know that it's going to happen because I feel it so strongly that my cells are already celebrating. My cells are already celebrating the bigness of this. And so could you imagine, not one, not two, 10, 20, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 people embodying and visualizing peace, visualizing and embodying balance, visualizing and embodying self-love and expressing it beyond their body, not only to each other, but out into the world, with maybe a message on the wings of that love. Where there is not love, let this love that I send out beyond me find the pockets and the places where love has been forgotten, where it is lost, where it no longer dwells, and let it arise and take its rightful place. And let this higher love, this bigger love, this illuminated love move into these places, known or unknown to you, throughout the entire galaxy. where love is needed, where love, and because of originating love, it returns there. And so there is the ability for, first and foremost, I am so honored to see and witness so many healings on a physical level with people from mind, body, and spirit. I am brought to my knees in tears constantly in the miraculousness of it. But to even go beyond that is to know that if it can happen on a minor scale, it can happen on a major scale. If it can happen in the heart of someone who has never experienced love, ever, in fact, the opposite in their life, but yet they walked around from when they were a child into old age holding the very thing that was never offered to them and holding it in a pure, stronger way than anyone they knew, and that is love. From where? Where? How were they taught love? They weren't taught love. When it was withheld from them, it was filled up within them. It was filled up within them. An authentic love that didn't speak about what you have, what you don't have, what you give, what you don't give, where you live, who you know, how much money you have, how much money you don't have, etc. It is a love that is non-circumstantial. It is the love that communicates with and in between blood, bone, tissue. Everything within the body is based on communication. All of it is, whether it is in perfect working order or it starts to falter a little bit, it is communication within the cells that bring it back to a place of functioning, a place of self-awareness, a place of self-love. And I say love because the cells, their originating body of work and their communication, regardless of how they got here, are based on a love and a light much stronger and bigger than anything. It's an alignment to the entire universe. And I'm not talking about human love, give us and take it away. I'm talking about a love so much bigger that it can't help itself but to create galaxies upon planets, upon light bursts, stars, all kinds of things. It can't help itself but create. And so when there is an aspect that is not functioning within the trillions of cells within the body starts communicating immediately with itself and to you. And so you have the opportunity, whether it is, you must start with yourself to create any external change, and you must end with yourself at the end of the day, returning to who you are, who you want to be, regardless of who sees you, gets you, who supports you, validates you. You must know your truth and align to a light of, and make your own words. If these words don't resonate, then use your own words. But the invitation extended to you is become the living, breathing body of work that you desire to experience. Become that. You don't see it mirrored to you anywhere in the world. Even more important, become that. Illuminate that. Expand that. Ground it. Anchor it. Know it. And that every step you take, every breath you take, sends a message out greater than all the loss, pain, suffering that humanity has endured for so long. You have what it takes within you to remind and awaken and to help people remember they have a choice. But you must first remember that yourself. And how will you know? You remember because you will feel it. You will feel it within you without a doubt. There won't be a question. You won't need another to validate it. You will simply become it. And then you meet that version of you again and again and again, and at the end of the night and the next morning. Now, does that mean you won't be challenged? No, absolutely not. Think of the little kid in the store. Challenged? Life, most certainly for him, was sitting on the ground, challenged by somebody who wanted to project onto him and somebody who wanted to lift him up. So there, in that moment, was a representation and definition of, at times, what it means to be human, is to see all and to have to make a choice. And he made a choice for love. And in that choice, and I don't know, I think it was probably an inner calling that caused him to know that this being was the father, this being, etheric being, was the father of the man who helped him. Whatever their dialogue was about is not known to me. But what I will say is there is an awakening going on. So don't plug your ears, don't shut your mouth, and don't stop breathing. Now more than ever, your voice is needed. And I don't care if it's heard just within your mind, within your heart, because the universe is listening. You become the projector and the projection screen when you know the truth of what you want to share. So become that. Become that, and know that in that becoming, you align with others that are doing that as well. And you are not alone. And so I say to you, in this time of intensity, which often awakening does come with discomfort and intensity, it's with reason and purpose. The extreme, not needed. But I will say to you this, don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your ability to reach yourself as big as the universe and return to yourself, because that's just how big you are. And that's just how big your access is and how big your input is in this world. So if you feel like your voice isn't being heard, please go to the megaphone that is your soul. Go to the megaphone that is your heart and speak a truth there that no sound, person, place, or thing can put out. Why? Because it's a vibrational dialogue that the mountains hear, that the grass bends towards, that which has not come forth yet in the ground desires to speed it up just to be part of that dialogue. Become that. I don't speak to you from a place of hope. I hope that's possible. I speak to you from a place of experiencing it. And so I say to you, become that within. And at least once a day, it can be in the evening, morning, or afternoon, embody that. Well, I say all day long, but if you can't, embody that which you desire to see externally, go within, embody it, breathe life into it, and give yourself permission to know your worth. Know that the fact that you're here and breathing already states your worth. And now it's time to get to work. And it's time for love and light to return to your life and within you, and a language that maybe you've never spoken but is so familiar to you that you will allow it forth, whether it's out loud or heard in the dream state of every living, breathing being. And so I send out to all and every one of you so much love, so much light, and belief. And when you think about things that are not possible, I want you to remember the man and the child in the store. That's a true story, by the way. And what happened there, and if you're just tuning in, please go back and listen. what happened there, why it happened, and how to embody a particular focus is to then embody the result of it. The universe does not judge you. It will simply match the energy, the frequency, and the vibration of where you are at. If you don't like what's going on in your personal life, raise your vibrational frequency, meaning change your thoughts from negative to positive, from lack to hopeful, to abundance of hopeful thoughts. And most importantly, I am, as an example to you, saying to yourself, I am, and so it is, and I am worthy of receiving not only what I desire, but in doing so, may it be known to every living, breathing being. Well, really, just humanity, because all other beings are still aware of their universal contracts and why they're here. And so I invite you to remember why you're here. And right now, you're here for a very specific purpose, and that is to become what you want to see. Become what you want to hear. Become what you want to represent without even saying a word. Unless you want to, then scream it from the top of your lungs. Whatever you need to do, but first and foremost, you are worthy. Receive this knowing and make it your own. My website is CynthiaSloan9.com. And I send you blessings until 2 weeks from now. Goodbye.
Thank you.